Now, watching sport may put your emotions through the mill, but understanding other people's emotions plays a fundamental part in our ability to communicate. But does this extend to animals as well? If you heard this, would you know this tree frog was in distress? How about this black-capped chickadee? Well, a study from the Planck Institute in the Netherlands suggests our ability to sound out stress across animals is biologically rooted in all of us. Their findings indicate that humans mainly rely on specific tones that can indicate agitation, called emotional arousal. Lead author Piera Filippi explained to Izzy Clark how it works.
The emotional arousal is the level of responsiveness to external stimulation. This might range from very subdued to highly excited. So for instance, right now you hear my voice, it's quite relaxed. There are no dangers around, you might infer it from my voice. But if I start talking in a more agitated way, you might infer that maybe there's something around me that is disturbing me. And this is something that is quite clear from, we can infer from the voice of humans as well as of other animals, it turns out.
How did you investigate this?
So there were basically two main questions. The first question was simply whether humans are able to recognize levels of emotional intensity or arousal in animal calls or animal vocalizations. And if so, we wanted to see whether that is a biologically rooted ability, an instinct, so to speak, or whether it's driven by the cultural background or by the language that the given human speaks. Maybe there are some language speakers that are more sensitive to sound modulation than other language speakers. We included three different groups. So we had native speakers of English, of German, and Mandarin, which is a tonal language. And it turned out that across all of these languages, humans perform equally good in recognizing the emotional intensity in animal vocalizations. So this suggests that this is an ability that is actually biologically universal. So it doesn't own the given language that humans speak.
To test this, Piera and the team played two calls from a range of animals. One of the sounds displayed a high level of emotional arousal, say, when an animal was agitated, and another when it was calmer, with a low level of emotional arousal. All the participants had to do was choose which of the two sounds was the agitated signal.
So I found that humans are actually particularly good in recognizing emotional, higher level of emotional intensity in animal vocalizations. And to do so, they rely on certain acoustic features in the calls, particularly on the acoustic features that are related to the tone of voice. And this applies across all of the species we included in our study. So tone of voice, the way we modulate our voice, is crucial in expressing emotions, and in that is crucial in perceiving, in recognizing the emotional content across all of these species. And these species span from little frogs, alligators, up to Barbary macaques and humans.
The reason why we're able to recognize these signals is still being explored, with further research looking into frequencies of these noises, and whether it might even work in reverse. Can animals actually recognise when humans are agitated? And looking to the future, these findings could help improve artificial intelligence.
This finding can be applied in progressing technology for emotional expression and recognition in something that actually sounds quite cold, so to speak, which is artificial speech, right? Speech that is synthesised artificially. So I think that it would be a good idea to integrate what we know from findings on actual animal vocalizations that are emotional and apply that to emotional expression in synthesized speech.
Izzy Clark speaking there with Piera Filippi, and her work was published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B earlier this week.